You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith, now at band.video.
This post from, is it David Marcus? It's in a powerful way. He says, it's impossible to close this post without mentioning President Trump's recent assassination attempt. The courage and resolve he displayed seconds after being hit by a bullet was awe-inspiring for his followers and detractors alike. This was a man, however imperfect, who at that moment incarnated the American spirit in the most vivid way, starting to bring a split nation together. Some claim that reelecting President Trump will bring our democracy to its knees. However, the alternative, having unelected individuals with this much power and no accountability run our government, coupled with 4 more years of bad policies at home and abroad, might present a more significant threat. Neither will likely change in a Harris administration and could potentially worsen. In this pivotal moment, confronted with the choices we have, I am endorsing and supporting a return to a Republican administration in 2025. And of course, it's great, wonderful, yeah, fantastic. Welcome to the team. It's about time. It's about damn time. I wish more people could wake up to this. And again, maybe in that regard, I shouldn't be as critical. But then again, the entire Republican strategy has been big tent, open arms for the last several decades. And the response is a little spit in our face. And so maybe a change of strategy, maybe a little bit of humiliation and mockery will go a long way. Who's to say? Ian Carroll, friend of the show, master researcher, is also taking this message to the Democrats. Clip number 3. Here's his message to the party to which he himself recently belonged. Let's watch.
The Democratic Party is currently the CIA party, okay? If you aren't aware of this, open your eyes. I am from there. I am one of you guys. And clearly, it has been co-opted. I was once a liberal and I was once a Democrat. And we used to believe in anti-war, you know, duh, anti-big corporations, duh, you know, regulate the big corporations like big pharma, like big agriculture, like the military-industrial complex and the banking sector. You know, we used to believe in holding the powerful accountable, in freedom of speech, because that is essential to journalism. And somehow, a whole bunch of people have been tricked into thinking that the Democratic Party now stands for war at all costs. Otherwise, you're going to kill democracy. Don't question Pfizer or any big corporation because they have your best interest in mind as they pay for your advertising on your news stations. Don't hold anyone accountable, least of all the banks post-2008, as Obama comes in and bails them all out. Party. It's about time we go back and take back the left. Not even to mention that, like, now suddenly you can be pregnant and a man. It's like, science? We'll just edit science. Let me remind you that science is built on questions. The whole foundation of science is that anything scientific is replicable, as in, if it's true, you can replicate that experiment and you'll get the same result. And it's only through asking questions, forming hypotheses, and testing those hypotheses that we know what's real. And anyone can read science, anyone can understand science, and anyone can practice science. And if you're not supposed to question the science, that's not science. That's dogma. That's corporate propaganda. That is totalitarian shoved down your throat so hard you can't breathe. And I don't mean like I took a load of fentanyl and I'm about to die, can't breathe. I mean like open your eyes, guys.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff. And it's why, despite people always telling me not to, why I bring up the fact that I don't know if I consider myself liberal. I was definitely against the Republicans when they were the ones bombing the crap out of Middle East countries for a discernible reason. My position hasn't changed. Parties have switched in many cases.
My friend. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. I want to move on, but I need to stick with U.S. politics for a little bit. I wish the two-party duopoly didn't exist. I understand perfectly well that Republicans are not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And the powers that be simply use one side or the other to achieve their goals. So, I mean, the dichotomy is false in certain respects. But in other ways, it is obviously real. And as we read through this post by David Marcus, while he points out a bunch of very good and very adequately describes the reality between the Democrats and the Republicans, it's still sort of surface level. It's sort of begs some questions that aren't being answered in this. And this is what I really don't know how to convey to people, because it's the type of thing where if I try to explain it, it sounds crazy. But if you just think about it yourself, you have to come to the same conclusion I do. In other words, I get that it sounds like a big, crazy tinfoil hat conspiracy theory to say they're all in on it, that all of this is carefully orchestrated, that it's not just the politicians, it's the media, it's the experts, it's the scientists, it's the pharmaceutical companies, it's the corporations, it's the international bodies, it's the courts. It sounds crazy. It sounds like too big to believe. But what other conclusion can you come to? So this guy says he goes to Washington, D.C. to interact with lawmakers, and he's shocked to discover that the Republicans are interested, that they care, that they're smart, that they want to know the intricacies of the bill, that they actually are considering whether or not what's in the bill is good for their constituencies, whereas the Democrats only care about power. Now, this is shocking to him. Why is it shocking to him? Because the media presents the exact opposite. Why does the media present the exact opposite? Right? That has to be the next question, is why didn't I know this before? I can't be the only one to see this. How is it that I needed personal interaction with these people to get an idea of what they were like? Because not only does the media not cover it adequately, it covers it the exact opposite. Why is it that while the Democrats are the power-hungry, devious, irresponsible party, why are they constantly portrayed in the media as the caring, loving, selfless party, while the Republicans, who are caring and seemingly selfless and responsible with their power, why is everything they do characterized as some sort of power play, as some sort of devious attack? Why is there always the insinuation of some sort of ulterior motive behind the scenes. Because you're really only left with, well, with the personal experience, you're only left with one conclusion. It's that it's done on purpose by the media, who's lying on purpose, who knows fully well that they are hurting the people that are trying to do good and empowering the people that are obsessed with control and power and don't actually care about the people. The only other option would be somehow the media was being tricked by these people. But that's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? So you have to ask, why is the Democrats are bad and the Republicans are good, but the media is always telling me the Democrats are good and the Republicans are bad, which means the media is bad because they're doing it knowingly. And not just one channel on the media, not just the far leftist, socialist, clearly politically, ideologically motivated coverage, but CNN and ABC and NBC and Meet the Press, PBS, and all of them are spinning the same lie. Like we said a million times, not only do you need a reason to lie, you don't need a reason to tell the truth, right? Every lie has a purpose. The truth is just the truth. In the same way, two people telling the truth don't need to coordinate with one another. If you ask me what color the sky is and I say blue, and you ask Owen Troyer what color the sky is and he says blue, we didn't need to coordinate that. We didn't need to discuss that beforehand. We both answered honestly, so the answer is the same. If you ask me what color the sky is and I say red and ask Owen and he says red, we probably talked about it. We probably are coordinating somehow. So when you have the entire media superstructure lying in a coordinated fashion, well, doesn't that spark a few more questions? When you understand the truth, it allows you to see the lie. When you understand these people are lying, the question should come naturally. What purpose are they lying? For what purpose are they lying? Because there has to be a reason to lie. And who is dictating these lies? How are they on the same page with these lies without coordination? That doesn't happen. And he says things like, you know, then COVID came, revealing more. While I don't subscribe to the most malicious vaccine conspiracy theories, I do take offense at the censorship machine put in place to hide the origins of the virus from the NIH-funded Wuhan lab and all dissenting voices on vaccinations and lockdowns. Okay, so let's think about that a little bit. Let's dig into that revelation that we've had. You say you don't subscribe to the craziest vaccine theories. But what you just laid out as something that you do believe is the fact that the American government bioengineered a novel virus, allowed it to be released on purpose, whether by accident or on purpose, then pretended not to know, censored that information, wrote scientific articles spreading false information to cover up their complicity in the creation and release of this virus, hampering any attempt to mitigate or defeat the virus, censored people from the internet. You had big tech involved. You had the FBI involved. You had federal police forces, and they tried to start the Disinformation Governance Board on the basis of this type of, quote, misinformation. This is not some small thing. It's like, well, I believe this about the lab, but not that crazy conspiracy. No, the lab is a crazy conspiracy theory. The lab leak origin of the virus. You're talking about bioweapon engineering, releasing on an innocent populace, massive coordinated censorship between the mainstream and big tech alternative media. You're talking creation of ministries of truth and disinformation boards, specifically to clamp down and crush the truth tellers in support of the people who are knowingly lying to you. So once again, it's not like it was a mistake. It's not like they didn't know where it came from and were trying to do their best and tell the truth. They knew full well it came from the lab, which means they knew exactly what the virus is, exactly where it came from, exactly how deadly it is, which means that the lockdowns and the vaccinations that were, at this point, everybody acknowledges, totally unnecessary, totally ineffective, totally dangerous, and actually hugely damaging in a variety of different ways, economically, mentally, spiritually, just with the fabric of our nation, the supply chain shutdown. All of that was predicated on the idea that this was a mysterious virus that could very well have a death rate of 90%, and we got to make these incredible precautions just out of, you know, an overabundance of caution so we don't, you know, because if we don't treat this seriously and it's really bad, then, you know, everybody will die. They knew all of that was false because they knew everything about the virus because they created it by hand. So, well, I don't subscribe to the big vaccine conspiracy. No, this is, I mean, what is the barrier? So you'll believe that the entire mainstream media apparatus will coordinate to hide the origin of a virus for which they are shutting down the entire economy. You will believe that the scientific community, in a conspiracy, by the definition of the word, will secretly conspire together to push false scientific information on a matter of life and death in order to push policy that is hugely damaging, kills God knows how many people. How many cancer screenings were missed because of the lockdowns? How many years of children's education was destroyed because of the lockdowns? What is the knock-on effect, the down-the-road effect of what was done to defeat this mysterious virus? And how much of that only came about because they lied about the origin of it, lied about where it came from. They lied about it coming from China. They said it didn't even come from China. If the first thing that had happened had been the Wuhan Institute of Virology and NIH and Peter Daszak and Anthony Fauci, if the first thing that happened before it ever left China is they came out and said, the virus is this, it was created here, we have to isolate, you know, this area of the world, we have to not, you know, we have to cancel all travel from China, we have to have screening at our airports and ports. The virus is this, it mostly affects the elderly and the infirm, so we have to take precautions to protect them, but children are largely immune, or it doesn't affect them severely, so they can keep going to school. The economy can continue to operate. We don't need to lock down because this is a simple respiratory virus with a 99% survival rate plus. If that had been if they had told the truth from the beginning, the devastation of the lockdowns, the devastation of the vaccines, the just, you know, the families that were torn apart, the grandparents that died alone, separated from their family by a plexiglass pane. It's impossible to even quantify the amount of suffering and death and misery and chaos and theft. And what about the trillions of dollars siphoned wholesale from the middle class into the coffers of the billionaires by the shutting down of small businesses? What about the unbelievably massive amount of theft that took place for the PPC loans or whatever they were called, where hundreds of billions of dollars were stolen by American citizens? We haven't even covered that very much, but it's been unveiled now. I mean, basically, they set up a system to where you could, you know, file a fake business and just receive tens of thousands of dollars in loans that you didn't qualify for and shouldn't have been given to you. And the response of all of this has been just to write off all the loans, just completely wipe them off the tablet. So the theft and the crime and the suffering and the misery and the lost education, all of that was predicated on the vaccine being of mysterious origin. A line that they're still pushing to this day, by the way. They still refuse to acknowledge the lab leak. So with all of that in mind, with everything I just laid out, all of the damage that they caused, but it's a bridge too far to think the vaccine might not be what they say it is, right? All the people that lied to you continuously and murdered your family members, withheld ivermectin, withheld hydroxychloroquine, and got doctors fired and stripped of their license, got news channels kicked off the internet. But they would never release a vaccine that wasn't totally safe and reliable, right? This, again, is why I'm frustrated, why I feel like I need to spend more time on this. It's like, it's obvious. If you're willing to go this far to recognize that the virus came from the Wuhan lab and an NIH-funded program, and that it was, the reality was censored, and that the truth was known but disguised and obfuscated by people in power. If you're willing to acknowledge that, you got to follow it to its inevitable conclusion. You have to keep that chain of questioning going. You have to acknowledge how evil, despicable, how willing to injure humanity these people are. So this really is just the beginning of all this. Same thing with the Hunter Biden story. That's the one that he covers next. And, you know, again, I like how he phrases things, which is why I wanted to read this. And this last part about the, you know, virus stuff. At that time, I fully appreciated why Republicans value freedom of speech and preventing censorship. This trend of spinning and manufacturing a parallel reality to serve the dim agenda, solidified by complicit mainstream media, hit home with the Hunter Biden laptop story, the coordinated vilification of President Trump and his followers, and President Biden's cognitive decline, depriving voters of a proper voice, a voice in a proper primary. Again, it's not just a few bad apples, like making some questionable decisions in the pursuit of an ultimate good. That's sort of the vibe I'm getting from this. It is a wholesale, total deception world they're creating. A paradigm of absolute lies from every angle, constantly. As he puts it, manufacturing a parallel reality to serve the dim agenda. But you know they're instituting speech controls at the federal level. You know they're combining this with the digital ID and the central bank digital coin. You know that this parallel reality is not just some convenient lie to cover up some particular political outcome to gain votes. It's not as simple as that. Or maybe it's not as complicated as that. Maybe it's more simple than that. These people are trying to, and are successfully at this point, establishing a false reality from which there is no escape, from which you will be forced to believe their lies and pretend to. So this is, I like, recognize this post for what it is. It is a person escaping from a cult, but in a way still not acknowledging the extreme excesses of the cult. So this is why I have a hard time like taking this too seriously. It's like somebody coming out and going, you know, I really started to question things when half of our congregation killed themselves in a suicide ceremony and the UFO didn't come. It's like, yeah, dude, that was all a lie. What the hell are you talking about? But like, he still thinks there's a UFO. He just thinks it didn't come. Like, you know, like, well, I mean, you know, I thought it was ridiculous that they killed themselves and didn't go to the UFO. Like, I'm not going to go so far and say the UFO doesn't exist. It's like, no, you got to break fully out. You got to fully just understand. It's very simple. The cult created a false reality to deceive and destroy its cult members. Now you're out of it. It's time to recognize fully what we're dealing with here. It's not, you know, people look at the transgender stuff. And they think, why? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? Well, a variety of different reasons. But at its core, it is a total 100% disconnect from reality itself, nature itself, the world itself. They're destroying the food systems. They're destroying the air that we breathe. They're destroying the seas and the fish. They're destroying your relationship with one another. They're destroying motherhood and fatherhood. They're destroying families. They're destroying children. They're destroying the basic sex binary that all of nature exists in. They don't just want your vote. They want your soul. They want to create a false reality that isn't just about the exact origin of a particular virus. It's about you not knowing which way is up in surrendering to the lies, in that you don't have to believe them logically, but you have to perpetuate them with your every action and word. When he talks about a total departure from the core American value system of meritocracy, an extreme and weaponized DEI agenda, an open door to massive illegal immigration, and a once fringe narrative now mainstream within the party of vilifying success. Think about the implications of every single one of these. If it's not a meritocracy, it's a scam. It's an abuse. The DEI agenda is, by definition, extreme and weaponized. It is a weapon. That's what kind of makes me a little bit suspicious of this, or a little bit, you know, less celebratory than otherwise. Like, I celebrate when people fully wake up. When, you know, people go, people like Elle, right? She always talks about it. Or myself, where it's like, yeah, I used to be a liberal, and then I realized, oh, wait, all of this is fake. These people are evil, anti-human, globalist scumbags that are trying to kill everyone. Like, once you get to that point, it's like, all right, cool, now we're on the same team. But if you're sitting there going, DEI is a little bit extreme, it's like, no. DEI is a scam. It's a lie. It's a thinly disguised campaign of genocide against the native population of a country by actively disincentivizing companies to hire your native population and to outsource that. And it's not about money. It's about the destruction of your country. The illegal immigration. It's not about how massive it is. It's about the fact that they are destroying the concept of a nation itself. Again, we'll move on, but just wanted to elaborate a little bit on the situation that we're in, how thoroughly screwed up the entire system is at this point. And that awakening to one of these things should, like a row of dominoes, lead you to the ultimate conclusion. Can't think that COVID came from a lab and not recognize the existential threat the entire media political landscape represents to humanity. You've got to follow the trail where it leads.
This broadcast is listener supported. We try to bring you things that enrich your life, so that you get a great response from it, you want to get it again. And we have a great line of amazing high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com called the InfoWars MD line. And we just discovered 2 years ago that one of the main suppliers of the companies we were using, that are also big companies, of the raw materials for things like bodies, ultimate memory formula, was this company. And they said, hey, keep selling your products. That's great. You get your product from us anyways. We can private label at our factory for you, put your label on our stuff, give people a discount. And that way, if you have supply chain issues, which we were having, we have got it for you. Well, that's what InfoWars MD is. The probiotic formula, the prebiotic formula, the good night's sleep, the nerve renew, the joint relief max is an amazing natural pain reliever, the ashwagandha and black pepper, the ashwagandha gummies, prostate support, And of course, the turmeric 95 is 95% normal turmeric, 4% to 5, works great. Your whole body's inflammation for your heart, your lungs, your joints, your bones. I told you, I said, we have the strongest turmeric in the country. The last 5 years, we did. And it was these guys that made it. They decided to make their own, watching us demand even a higher concentration. And so Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is sold out right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it is the same 95% turmeric, a little bit different formula with the other goodies they add to it. But it's all apples and oranges. It works great. Turmeric 95, InfoWars MD, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We're selling out of the X2, the X3, and if we get shut down, that'll never be available again. But everything we have is in stock. And I'll have updates on the future of InfoWars soon. We've got a minimum of 2 months, maybe 4 or 5 months. And I've learned some major developments on that front that I'm not at liberty to talk about yet, but I will soon. Big breaking news. The deep state's out in the open, wanting this place shut down. You already saw that in the last 7 weeks. But we've got new intel that's incredible. And then separately, this is not our T-shirt. Our T-shirt's great. And it's here. It's now shipping. But if you want to get the Hold the Line, Never Surrender shirt, it's holdtheline.com. They're one of the top Trump Patriot apparel producers in the country, and they have got on-demand printing. So when you order, it ships right out. They got factories in Arkansas. So if you want the new Hold the Line shirt, it says Never Surrender on the front. It's a color shirt. It's a beautiful shirt. And on the back, it says the answer to 1984 is 1776 in my signature. It is a limited edition shirt. Holdtheline.com. I cut a promo on it. Go ahead and roll it. Wear it proudly in public, and you'll probably get, it's what I've experienced, 95% love. You may have some leftists try to physically attack you as well, but it's an adventure to wear this shirt. I've been wearing it out in public, and it's been amazing. And you really see the grassroots support that President Trump has around the country, not just in red cities, red towns, and red states. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical juncture for the Republic, and now is the time to wear our colors loud and proud. Go to holdtheline.com and use promo code Alex, and you get additional 10% off. By wearing this shirt in public, you raise your fist in defiance with President Trump and myself and many others to the globalist tyranny and say, we will never surrender to the New World Order. And the answer to your tyranny is 1776. We will never surrender. We will fight, fight, fight. Because the answer to 1984 is 1776. Fight. Fight.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Before we move on, let me just go, there's a little bit more, but let me go to this video. I think it's Charlie Kirk and James Lindsay, if I'm not mistaken. James Lindsay and Chris Rufo confused. I don't actually know which one is which. I think this is Lindsay, but he's explaining why Kamala Harris is not just a silly person, that she actually is a very dangerous threat to democracy. Let's go now to clip number 13.
Vice President Harris will say repeatedly, what is the quote? The quote is that we can see what can be unburdened by what has been. Is that word salad or Marxism? It's Marxism. That is, in fact, not at all word salad. It is a Marxist, as I said on Twitter the other day and got mocked relentlessly by the media for this. I said it's a Marxist incantation, as a matter of fact. It's like a spell. So you can see the possibility of a world that's unburdened from its own history. Which is exactly what Mao Zedong did when he launched the campaign of smash the four olds, the four old characteristics of Chinese society. They were going to make a new China that was going to be unburdened by what had been in the past of China. This is what the Soviets, the Bolsheviks, did when they took over power in Russia, is that they were going to make the new Russia. They're going to make the new man, as a matter of fact. People could become unburdened by what has been so that they could see what could possibly be in the terms of a socialist utopia. So, Madam Vice President, when she says that, I assume, given that her father was a Marxist and a professor, I assume she knows what she's saying, and I don't buy her idiot Valley speak shtick one bit. I think she's far more smart and far more savvy than conservatives have given her credit for, and she is an outright Marxist. It is very, very clear in her language, and that's what the Democrats want to nominate for president right now, which is kind of horrifying.
Kind of horrifying indeed. Now, the question is, if Kamala Harris is such a political failure, if she's so deeply unlikable, if she is an open communist with views at odds with the average Democrat, if she is directly responsible for the border crisis that is ruining the lives of Democratic voters across the country, then why are people still supporting her? What is all of the media attention about? It's not actually that complicated. They're being paid. Let's go now to clip number 9, where we have a little expose about some of the TikTok users that are very openly, actually, it's not even really a secret, paid political shills for the Democratic Party. And this guy lays out how all of these seemingly independent content creators who just love the Democrats, love whatever they do, even when it's totally contradictory to what they did yesterday, that they are so blatantly hypocritical and false because they're actors being paid to push a message. Let's go to the video.
You see this kid right here? This kid's name is Harry Sisson, right? You see this kid right here? This kid's name is Parker, right? This kid right here? This kid's name is Chris Mowry. You see this guy right here? This guy's name is Dash, and I can only imagine what's on this man's hard drive. Oh, and of course, Mr. Aaron Parnas. That's a good one. You see this guy right here? His name's Hawk, aka Jeff. And I'm sure we all know who V from Under the Desk News is, right? Now, why am I showing you all of these creators, one might ask? Well, because like I put on the screen just a second ago that you saw, they all have a lot of similarities. And a lot of these creators that you just so happen to follow on this app are literally paid to post biased content. And you know what's crazy? I've already done a video on V from Under the Desk News and Alex Perlman. I show people thousands of transactions from Palette Management, literally paying them. And if you just so happen to look at Democratic expenditures during 2022, when these influencers just so happen to go to the White House, you can find that on Open Secrets, by the way. You'll notice that those expenditures just so happen to be sent out right after they were invited to go to the White House. And if that's not enough for you, you can actually find every single one of their LinkedIn profiles. And then you can see for yourself that they just so happen to be under Palette Management, as if their content didn't already make it obvious. But people, if you want a real opinion, right, do not rely on these individuals to be able to give you that. And I'm just being real with you. I'm always going to keep it completely unbiased with you. Regardless of my relationship with my grandfather, regardless of whatever rumor you want to hear. And that's pretty evident if you were to go look at my content. And before this upcoming election, I just want people to really think outside the box, right? I don't want people basing their opinion like they always have off of somebody else's opinion. I want you to think for yourself. Think what's actually best and more beneficial for this country. And do I personally have a political stance? No, because I know how politics really work. But do I want people to think for themselves? Obviously, yeah. And you probably shouldn't be trusting people like this to be able to give you a valid opinion. Once again, somebody needs to look into his search history. Ugh.
Yeah, they're all creeps. That's the other weird part. They're all very creepy weirdos. And if you think about how this came about, right? This also is an outgrowth of the COVID hysteria. Because As a health measure, the White House set up a coordinating task force with prominent Gen Z influencers. And we documented this as it happened. They invite a bunch of influencers to the White House to be health ambassadors, you know, because they care so much about your health. And then it was that same group, and those same people, who were then co-opted and paid in order to push wartime propaganda against Russia when the Ukraine war broke out. So you start with a seemingly beneficent program to just get people healthy. Then you reorient that construct to warmongering. And then once the election rolls around, they are used to and comfortable being paid dishonest propagandist for your despicable death cult. And so, you know, they're praising Kamala Harris. That's just how it works. And finally, I want to go to clip 14 here. I don't know if I agree with this tactic, but it is certainly interesting. And I like novel political theories like this, political strategies that keep the Democrats in a mode of response to the activity of Republicans. What do you think about this idea? Clip 14.
I think Trump should pull his name off of the California ballot. Think about it. Donald Trump is not going to win California.
So don't play if you're not going to win.
Kind of. RFK is on the ballot. Now, RFK, name recognition, former Democrat, also saying some pretty smart things. Trump, RFK, and it's looking like Harris. If that's the case, no shot that the Democrat isn't going to win running away. If the Democrat wins running away, what do? They never come here. They don't spend any money here. They don't spend time here. They don't spend resources here. If Trump pulls his name off of the California ballot, that leaves the Democratic nominee and RFK. Now, are they concerned about losing it? Probably not, but they're not as sure as they once were. And so they're going to spend time, resources, and money in the state, which takes away time, resources, and money from other states, which, in my opinion, considering how unlikely it is for Trump to win California, is a good bet. If Kamala Harris spends 10 more nights here than she does in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, any of the other swing states, that's a good thing for the Republican campaign.
So what do you think about that? Donald Trump taking his name off the ballot in California, forcing Kamala Harris to spend money and time campaigning there. I don't know. I don't know if it would work, but I like the novel idea. That's what we're about here. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls in the next segment. In the meantime, please go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. Go check out the InfoWars MD line of supplements. We have a variety of products that are unavailable with the typical InfoWars life supplements, things like CBD oil, Libido RX, this full spectrum CBD in 10 and 25 milligram pills, but also there's the tincture formula that's probably our best selling InfoWars MD product. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get yourself something and also support this tip of the spear fight against the globalist lies. Be right back.
So number one, you've got central banks now starting to buy it by the tons, right? It's a lot. You've now got Chinese citizens being encouraged to not just buy gold, but buy silver. Because China and the Russia want to destroy the Western banks. And the Western banks, JP Morgan Chase and HSBC, have the largest number of naked short positions on the planet. I think between the two of them, they have over 900 million ounces of silver in short position. Well, only 1.2 billion ounces of silver is mined every year globally. So they've got almost the entire annual production in a short position. That means when the price goes up, these banks lose money hand over fist in multiples. China knows this, which is why they're encouraging all of their citizens now to buy not just gold, but buy silver, because that creates more demand. Every time silver goes up in price, the Western banks lose money in multiples because they're on the wrong side of the transaction. They want to do it to destroy the West, and they want to do it to make a financial gain. Both of those, in their minds, are legitimate enough reasons to do something, right? But let's look at silver, because that's what we're allocated into right now, because the ratio between gold and silver points towards silver. It's outperforming. Where were we just 4 years ago? 1191. But now since then, we've gone from 1191 to almost 30 in the last 4 years. See, the trend is accelerating because the geopolitical dynamics are causing its growth. It's not just a flight for safety. It's not just a way to preserve and protect your freedoms and get out of these unified ledgers and these social credit scoring systems and this digital money. You're getting something tangible that actually doesn't just grow. It's growing tremendously. It's up like 40% in 4 months. That's amazing. But you also have something that can maintain your freedoms, Alex. That's the tangible intangible, which is as our freedoms
are eroded. Oh, no, I can't believe we have millions of viewers right now and maybe 500 people call you. It's a sponsor. I only promote what I think is great. So I sell water filtration systems that have the highest rating for like half the price on average. And I sell high quality supplements. I just sell stuff that I think is great. Everybody should call you and get into silver and gold right now. There's nothing performing as good as it. I mean, it's like it's on record. It's the best investment, but the stockbrokers won't tell you that. The globalist argument is, oh, the world's in turmoil and everything's collapsing. We got to be strong. And America's got to threaten Russia and China to keep us as the dollar. But they're the ones that undermine the currency. They're the ones that brought us into this situation. And so that's why this is so incredibly dangerous. They just tried to kill Trump just, 10, 11 days ago. They are going for broke. I wish we weren't in this position, but we are. But by admitting where we are, we have a real chance of waking up, like Congress saying, we know you tried to kill Trump. Buying silver is the smartest bet there is. You'd have bought silver a year ago, up 20-30%. That's what you want. And silver is the big mover in this economy. So go now to kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3900. We'll explain it all to you. Most of the gold and silver companies are charging you huge 30, 40, 50% premiums. And most of the conservative talk show hosts are doing it too. And I talked to them in person. I say, you need Kirk Elliott.
What does Goldman Sachs think gold is going to do before the end of the year? $2,700 an ounce.
And I'm sitting here saying, it funds us, it keeps us on air, and it's the best investment, hands down, in an imperfect world. I mean,
this is, to me, is one of the most important things to protect your financial future ever.
Go now to kepm.com/gold.
Folks, we're going to give out the phone number now if you want to call into the American Journal. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. So we have a lot to discuss today. We'll take your calls throughout the third hour of today's program. But I want to cover now the ongoing fallout of the stabbing attack in Southport, UK. And where this is going. So just to catch you up to where we are now, there was a brutal and horrific daytime attack on a Taylor Swift-themed dance class for little girls, in which three girls under the age of 9 were killed, and something like 10 other people injured in this attack. They have now released the suspect's name and image, but the image that they're using for this guy is from when he was about 10 years old. And of course, as a response to the stabbing attack, protesters took to the streets and things got a little bit fiery as they raged against the government that has routinely disobeyed its citizens, ignored its citizens' interests, and flooded their own communities with millions upon millions of African, Middle Eastern, South Asian migrants who have raped, tortured, murdered, committed crimes against an untold number of innocent British people, to the point now that it's part and parcel. It's just accepted. Now, here's the picture of the guy from like a decade ago. Like a decade ago. What a ridiculous scam this is. But yeah, here he is. Here he is. Like I posted on Twitter yesterday. Like if I'm ever, you know, caught stabbing little kids or something, if I'm ever caught in some brutal terrorist attack, just make sure you use a picture of me from when I'm like 8. All right. When it says revealed attacker to murder children, just make sure it makes it look like a 10-year-old did it. Yeah, there's me. That should be the official picture. That's the press release picture for whatever major horrific crime that I end up committing. Obviously, the point is that it's like just complete utter nonsense to publish a picture of a person when he was a little kid after he commits a brutal and horrific. You tell me there's no picture. He hasn't been in a single picture in the last 10 years. He's gone a decade of his life without ever taking another picture of himself. Now, there is a court drawing of him. This might be more accurate to how he looks now. Like a drugged out psychopath. But the picture they show is literally him as a baby. Why would they do that? Well, to mitigate the outrage against him. I guess maybe it's a little different when a little boy kills 3 little girls rather than an adult killing 3. It doesn't seem that big of a difference to me, but apparently it is. This man's name is Axel Muganwa Ruda Kubana. Classic British name, right? Okay. Born in Cardiff, but not a Welshman. Afforded all the benefits of our country, but not persuaded by British values. A premeditated murderer whose identity the press hid because it was inconvenient for the multicultural narrative. This is what they do. This is just what they do. Their supreme concern is their agenda. It's the overriding concern they have. If a couple little girls have to get stabbed in the meantime, it's a price they're willing to pay. He's 17, going to turn 18 next week. He is a grown man at 17 years old. You are not a child anymore. You are not, irresponsible for your actions. Alex Rudakubana, 17, was named and pictured for the first time today as he appeared in Liverpool Crown Court, charged with 3 counts of murder and 10 counts of attempted murder. He's accused of carrying out the attack that killed innocent Bebe or BB King, 6, Elsie Dot Stancombe, 7, and Elisa De Silva Aguiar, 9, as they attended a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Merseyside Town. During the rampage, the boy, who turns 18 in just 6 days, is also accused of attempting to kill 8 children, along with the dance teacher, Leanne Lucas, 35, and businessman John Hayes. So 3 children get murdered after a years-long conflict between the British people and its government, as the British people desperately express through voting and protests and all sorts of other things that they don't want their country swamped by violent foreigners, only to have their protests shut down, their speech criminalized, their activists jailed, and their daughters stabbed. They actually decide to riot for once. As we played the Tommy Robinson clip where he's saying, this is what you trained us to do. The British press and British government has shown that, well, when Black Lives Matter riots, they get exactly what they want. When the Muslims riot, they get exactly what they want. And the police back off and let them do whatever the hell they choose. But when the far right, when the native British protest their government, well, for the first time in recent memory, the prime minister gives a speech about it, a speech in which he lays out a frightening new array of governmental powers to crack down on the native British being genocided in their own country. Let's go now to clip number 21. Here's Keir Starmer, Prime Minister, explaining that Big Brother is now active. Let's watch.
This was a meeting to pull together our response. Response both to the immediate challenge, which is clearly driven by far-right hatred, but also all violent disorder that flares up, whatever the apparent cause or motivation. We make no distinction. Crime is crime. And so to that end, I can announce today that following this meeting, we will establish a national capability across police forces to tackle violent disorder. These thugs are mobile. They move from community to community. And we must have a policing response that can do the same. Shared intelligence, wider deployment of facial recognition technology, and preventative action, criminal behaviour orders, to restrict their movements before they can even board a train, in just the same way that we do with football hooligans. And let me also say to large social media companies and those who run them, violent disorder clearly whipped up online, that is also a crime. It's happening on your premises, and the law must be upheld everywhere. That is the single most important duty of government. Service rests on security, and we will take all necessary action to keep our streets safe.
Yeah, I really shouldn't need to explain what you just heard, but just to tackle some of the most egregious lies from all this, he starts off this clip you just heard, saying clearly the far right is responsible for this. Problem, reaction, solution. It's incredibly simple. It's the same thing that's happening with, shoplifting in America. The powers that be, whose sole responsibility is the protection of their citizens, utterly and totally fail to do so. Instead, create incentives for the criminals, incentives for the violence. They actually bring in the millions of people killing little English girls, raping English women. Instead of doing anything to stop the actual violence against innocent people, they instead put the people speaking up about it under their thumb. But he says, violence is violence. It doesn't matter to us who it is, which is interesting because then people started making lists. Pro-Hamas marches, silence. Anti-Semitism, silence. Hara Hills riot, silence. Stabbing of a soldier, silence. BML riots and looting, silence. Bangladeshi riots in London, silence. Muslim violence in Manchester, silence. White working class people upset over their kids being murdered? Well, outrage. Whole new surveillance control grids being activated. Hara Hills riots, no press conference. Rochdale riots, no press conference. South End violence, no press conference. Whitechapel riots, no press conference. Southport riots, you better believe there's a press conference, and that's just the beginning. Big Brother.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. And by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing. You get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body, your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to OptimalHuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto, other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars, MD.